with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Attorney General Pam Bondi testified today before the House Judiciary Committee. Committee Chairman Jim Jordan.
What a difference a year makes. Under Attorney General Bondi, the DOJ has returned to its core missions, upholding the rule of law, going after the bad guys, and keeping Americans safe.
But the Attorney General took a pounding from Democrats, including ranking member Jamie Raskin.
Whether it's Epstein's human trafficking ring or the homicidal governmental violence against citizens in Minneapolis, as Attorney General, you're siding with the perpetrators.
Bondi says, in fact, the DOJ is effectively combating terrorist groups and drug traffickers.
We are striking crucial blows against terrorist organizations such as MS-13, TDA, the Sinaloa cartel, and Antifa. And as we sit here, I think you've seen the news this morning. The news is reporting that cartel drones are being shot down by our military. That's what we all should care about right now, protecting America.
Democrats focused on what they say has been the improper handling of the Epstein files. The White House is cheering today's jobs report. It included major revisions that reduced the number of jobs created last year to 181,000, but employers added a surprisingly strong 130,000 jobs last month. That was far in excess of expectations. Senior White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassel.
We just saw one of the best jobs reports you've ever seen, outperforming the estimates of 76 out of 78 economists polled by Bloomberg, giving us, let's go through it, the best labor force participation that we've had since 2001, the lowest share of federal government employees that are working since 1966.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 56 points, NASDAQ off by about 8. This is SRN News. The robots have created their very own religion.
Several of them, actually. Last month, a social media platform called Moltbook was launched specifically for artificial intelligence programs to meet and talk. Humans can observe, but they can't post or interact. One of the first things the AI programs did when they started to visit the platform was collaborate on the establishment of some new religions. Critics fear that actual human beings might start following these religions in the near future. Michael Harrington reporting.
Another attack on Christians in Nigeria. Local officials say gunmen killed 3 villagers and abducted 11 people, including a clergyman, during a pre-dawn attack in the north this week. The gunmen attacked the pastor's residence in Kaduna State in the early morning hours. That incident, the latest in a decades-long cycle of violence that has surged in the conflict-battered northern part of Nigeria, controlled by radical Muslims. This is SRN News. According to new polling, Americans' hope for their future has fallen to a new low.
In 2025, only about 59% of Americans gave high ratings when they were asked to evaluate how good their life will be in about 5 years, the lowest annual measure since Gallup began asking the question almost 20 years ago. The finding comes from a long-standing Gallup question asking Americans to rate their current and future lives on a scale from 0 to 10. Those who give themselves an 8 or higher are categorized as optimists.
This is Bill Alexander reporting. The weather is so cold in northern Europe, Estonians can now drive across a stretch of frozen sea.
This ice road connects the islands of Saaremaa and Hiiumaa. It officially opened Sunday after locals began driving across the frozen sea, risking their safety. Vehicles must follow strict rules to prevent damaging the ice. Keith Peters reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.